And Sarah, our first reader is going to be Sarah. Where are you, Sarah? Jesus Angels of the Band Touch Me Mike, a regular act here at Poetry Plus. Solo tonight. Just a nice warm welcome to Sarah.
Thank you. Just in case you're interested, our CDs are ready. 4,000 long. That's nice. I'm going to sing one song tonight. It's nothing like is on the CD. So if you haven't heard it, don't judge the band on it. It's totally different. We never did this song because the band didn't like it, but I do. And my friend Dieter is leaving, and this is his favorite song. So I'm going to do it for him, and then I'm going to re-sing it with you. It's called One Day Late. The music is just in my head, so bear with me. I don't wanna be sad about you. I want to love you with all my heart. I don't wanna be sad about you. Thought of you is tearing me apart. It's only one day late. You might not even exist. It's only one day late. She says not to worry about it. I don't wanna cry. You could be the happiest day of my life. I don't wanna cry. I'm afraid of what might be inside. I don't wanna tell him about you. Maybe we could just move away. That way I wouldn't have to tell you, and my conscience wouldn't get the best of me. But I know I would tell you. I just don't know what I would say. How to say that I still don't love you. Oh yeah, and I'm pregnant by the way. It's only one day late. You might not even exist. Only one day late. She says not to worry about it. I don't wanna cry. This could be the happiest day of my life. I don't wanna cry. I'm afraid of what might be inside. It's supposed to be funny as well, so it's okay if you laugh. I later changed the title of that to After 10 Days I Peed on a Stick and It Was All Alright. Okay, I tried to be organized with the poetry. I've got lots of little things. So, first one is called, doesn't really have a title, I called it Dream, which is Nemo, but here it is. I suspect it was about getting even, talking back, retaliating in dream form. Gruesome and scarred, each line of the abdominal muscle was marked with a crimson red scab, like an anatomy drawing gone awry. And my belly, she was hanging loosely, an empty, crumpled bag of skin. I dragged person after person into the room to stand in front of the mirror and confirm what I saw. I begged for an answer suitable to my liking, but never got one. Perhaps it was a warning. A fearful insight, an insightful foresight. Some serious work called Hostile Takeovers. A lot of my poems are things that I wanted to put into songs and never did, so hopefully they translate into poetry all right. You are stalking now. You don't believe my reason. You say you are Oedipus. I wonder how we did this way. You want to conquer me, so you make me feel. So you can feel more secure. I'm sick of this world and all the hostile takeovers. Another short one. She is a vision of beauty and finesse, an anchor in the spinning room. She leans into me, flashing a radiant smile, and says, I know exactly what you did. Okay, I think I have two more. This was later a song, but here it is in poem form. I'm reaching out. You are retreating. This scene is too familiar to me. In this case, I have no secrets, so you keep them to yourself. And I feel ashamed to be near you, so I sing more than I had meant I'm stuttering now, and my head is floating above me. My heart is in my throat. I didn't really know you, and maybe I never would have, but now I'll never know. I remember when you were 6 and I was 5, I thought you were a really funny guy. I remember when you were 10 and I was 9, I moved far away. I think maybe you wrote me a letter, or maybe I wrote you. Last year my sister mentioned you, and I thought of you again. I thought sometime I talked to you, but I never did. I don't know what it